A fundamentalist preacher on the Fighting Fundamental forums recently declared that belief in the rapture was essential to salvation. And this bold and incorrect and arrogant claim reminded me of a topic that ought to help lambs as they renegotiate true Christian faith versus the legalistic version of it that you too often get in Christian fundamentalism. All Christians throughout all history have had to be careful not to overlay their own culture onto the Bible. For example, for centuries, many European Christians assumed that since Saul, David, Jeroboam, Rehoboam, etc., were kings who gained power through a dynasty or divine appointment and who interacted with God at different points, either directly or through a prophet, that kingship itself was a divine appointment that came through hereditary birth lines. And they reasoned that people within those bloodlines had certain rights and responsibilities not given to ordinary people. Laws, they reasoned, were for the population, but the monarch answered directly to God. Thus, the idea of the divine right of kings was prevalent in England and Europe for centuries. Christians assumed that a king really was not under the law, and if he murdered or committed adultery or stole, then he answered directly to God for such things, but should not answer to a legal code. Yup, once upon a time, kings and monarchs actually had as much power as fundamentalist preachers, but no more. People get blinded by their culture and environment. It takes a long time to study the Bible and converse with open honesty, in good conscience, with people who disagree about certain ideas. It takes a long time to study out the difficult issues in Scripture and reach accord on them. And so starting this week, we are going to look at some ideas promoted in fundamentalism that are actually more cultural than biblical. Fundamentalism has created a picture of Christianity that must be American, white, and Republican to really be Christian. It has overtones of cowboys, soldiers, and even rebels. Fundamentalist preachers have strongly overlaid their own cultural prejudices on top of a far simpler and more heavenly-minded worldview that doesn't even take into consideration some of the cultural ideas that Christian fundamentalism regards as essential for true Christianity. Christianity, in fact, is a religion based on Jesus Christ. If you want to study Christianity, that's what you have to get back to, Jesus Christ, what he said and what he achieved. The reality is that Christianity can fit into any culture, any economy, anywhere, and it is designed to influence the lowest classes first by offering them dignity and kindness and love, and from there it spreads out to change society by changing people. The proof of Christianity is not in military power or grand pageantry, but in its power to bring the peace and love of Jesus Christ, his salvation, to people who lived in despair, fear, and wrath. Christianity, in fact, doesn't have anything to do with any economy or government on earth. It has to do with Christ and his kingdom. The command of old is still true. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.